Greetings and welcome to The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the listener-focused directory and weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Before we start, I'm thinking about either stopping or completely overhauling this companion podcast for The End. You know, I assembled the first one in haste, and I've really just kept that format. But I'm not sure it's all that important, really. Now, if you feel differently, or you have an idea of how I can make this better for you, perhaps more than just a companion podcast, which I like, do let me know about it. Email me at updates@theend.fyi. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 77th, highlighted 6 shows in either the recently completed series or the recent season finale sections, and 3 of them wrapped in the last few days. Birds of Empire, dramatized post-apocalyptic fantasy series from Jason Liu and Q-Code, posted the season 2 finale on the 22nd of February. I have this one on my list, and I'm looking forward to the 14 hours it's going to take me to listen to the 28 episodes of the first 2 seasons. And yes, that includes counting the time I'm going to listen to season 1 again. The Land Whale Murders, a dramatized and narrated historic satirical comedy series from Roy Gold Productions and Fable and Folly, posted the season 2 finale on the 21st of February. You can listen to the 26 current episodes in about 11 and a half hours. Master, Planet Doom, a dramatized sci-fi series from Big Finish, was posted as complete on the 20th of February. You'll need about 3.5 hours to enjoy this tale from the Doctor Who universe. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear trailers for these shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is The Lion's Dead, a narrated, soulful narco-thriller, think David Ayer, from Voyage Media. It's the story of a narco who found God but couldn't escape the cartel and went undercover for the DEA to take them down. If you like hard-hitting crime stories that thrust you into the action, this short show may be just right for you. Here's the trailer.
Now playing from Voyage Media, a new action thriller audio drama podcast based on actual events. A drug smuggler finds God and turns against the cartel, working as an undercover operative.
You know, as I wasn't always right with the Lord, but I've committed crimes, done time. I don't know that I could tell him everything. Not even his mother knows everything.
I know you got the whole praise Jesus thing going on. Just think of it like Ramon's a patron saint and you're giving patronage.
To bring them down from the inside.
I promise you, your safety remains of the highest priority for the agency. And for me personally.
The soldados who picked us up at the airport drove us not to Ramon's place in Sinaloa, but out into the desert.
Old Testament style.
You and the good Lord gonna save my soul, hermano?
How lonely your life must be, Señor Bradley, or Señor Kelly, or El Zorro, or Pastor Hal, whoever you are. Maybe you don't even know anymore.
Surprise.
If you enjoyed Narcos or Sicario, from Voyage Media, producers of the hit fiction podcast I Am Echo, comes an action drama with soul, The Lion's Den. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
The Lion's Den is complete, and you'll need less than 2 hours to listen to all 4 episodes. My next recommendation is Burning Gotham, a dramatized historical fiction from The Wallbreakers. This hard-hitting work of historical fiction is fabulous. It's immersive, well-produced, and always gripping. Listen to the trailer for just a taste.
Right now, experience New York City,
like you've never before.
The speculation is out of control!
The same!
The whole economy is going to collapse!
Gentlemen, gentlemen!
Will you make the right deal?
Memories are short in New York. If you don't make a fortune, someone else will.
I know you've been bringing Rosemary into port illegally. I have eyes and ears and noses and tongues everywhere.
Or fall to greed.
If I was caught with diamonds at any time, my sister and I would have been gang raped and murdered. I do this for you.
Well, look at what we got here, bricked up.
Looks like we caught us a dandy and a whore all alone on South Street with nowhere to hide. Ain't that right, boys?
But whatever you choose.
There's a choice. You just always make the same choice, the one for yourself.
Just make sure you get out in time.
Lord, have mercy on us all.
Out now on your favorite podcast app. Yeah. Burning Gotham, the 2022 Tribeca Select audio soap opera about the fastest growing city in the world and the opportunists who shaped it. To find out more, go to burninggotham.com.
Burning Gotham is, best I can tell, a complete series, and it's a quick listen, letting you enjoy the 8 episodes in about an hour and a half.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 7 entries in the new Seasons Coming Soon section, and 2 of them start up again in the next few days. Season 5 of Mission Rejected, a dramatized action spy comedy from The Porch Room, starts on the 23rd of February. Catch up with the current 48 episodes in 34 and a half hours. Season 2 of Tales of the Zugaru, a narrated, dramatized, suspenseful sci-fi series from Nell Zim, starts on the 29th of February. Catch up with the current 14 episodes in about 3.5 hours. And as a reminder, trailers for those 2 shows and the 3 I mentioned at the top of the episode are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End, last week, this week, and next week. For these and the other audio fiction shows that were featured, highlighted, and coming soon, all part of the 77th issue of The End, including all sorts of new and exciting ways to listen, and something very new called Collections, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers, or just trailers this time, no snippets. Birds of Empire.
Dakota, choking in the dust of a great dryness, readies for war. Azera, Barlin, Timon, Halcyon, take their rightful places in the landscape of destiny. 4 branches on the tree of fate, bracing against the winds of chaos, praying for rain.
Zappa! I'll find you. Stay alive. Just live.
Azera! Azera!
My father is hiding something. Something about my mother and who she was. I intend to find the truth.
I miss him, Grandma. I miss him so much.
Take them both alive.
Halcyon!
Forget! Run!
They're all here to watch me die.
Is this how you die?
No, brother. You're a coward, Halcyon.
It isn't my fight.
And uprises the owl.
And uprise the order.
This is the way of the wolf. Daughters of death, hunt!
Grandmother!
You're a child, Timo.
I should have killed him when I had the chance.
You believe our age to be soft as the Song Age, but it's more cruel than the darkest years of the Crow Age.
Listen to me. I am telling you of the birds of empire.
The elk are coming.
Birds of Empire, a dramatized post-apocalyptic fantasy series from Jason Liu and Q-Code, has reached the Season 2 finale. The Land Whale Murders.
The Land Whale Murders is back. The comedic adventure of epic proportions set in Gilded Age New York City can't be stopped. First, there was Season 1.
Henry B. Lubbins, the third.
Penny hates Lubbins. I overheard them talking about Project Land Whale.
Land Whale?
Yes, Project Land Whale.
Project Land Whale.
Project Land Whale cannot be stopped.
Project Land Whale.
Project Land Whale.
However, we've moved on to new adventures. Our protagonists, Angus and Eugene, find themselves in new positions.
How is the private detective racket?
We think of ourselves more as personal assistants to those in need. Detective implies a certain level of skills that would be unfair to apply to Eugene.
But trouble is afoot.
They're after my friend's fudge.
They're after all our fudge.
But why?
That's the mystery. Why does this corporation want to foist chocolate and chips upon us?
And also, there's this guy.
Fear me. I am Piecemeal. Piecemeal, the Patchwork Man. I am unique. I am no mimeograph Frankenstein.
Look, it's really too much to get into in a trailer. Best you just listen, or else you won't know why this is going on.
The mummy!
Yipes. He's going to kill us.
The Land Whale Murders. Use your ears to listen now, wherever you get podcasts. Ears not included. I'm not getting roped into another multi-level ear scheme. Check out these clips while you figure out where to subscribe and rate us. Their context? Who needs that? Just enjoy.
Oh, this dress is pulling my kishkas in every direction.
Ugh. As your advert said, you take all manner of payment. So, here are some fresh gator skins. Oh, careful. They're still a bit bloody.
Ooh, that's too fresh.
Yeah, you may want to wipe that.
Here, have some peanut brittle.
Yeah, right. I'm going to pop this top and a bunch of snakes will jump out. I seen the gag.
Oh, it's just brittle.
Wait.
Nice jumping, but not as nice as this completed ballot form, stamped and notarized, putting Miss Blum on the ballot.
If shopping doesn't take 5 or so hours, how would women and servants fill the day? You're out of your mind, man!
Hey, all I ask is that the next time you vomit, think of me.
Mourn them not. I've saved your life. For you see, those fries were Frenched by the devil.
The Land Whale Murders, a dramatized and narrated historic satirical comedy series from Roy Gold Productions and Fable and Folly, has reached the Season 2 finale. Master, Planet Doom.
The planet was lost and oh so forgotten.
From Big Finish Productions, the worlds of Doctor Who, Master, Planet Doom.
You're aboard the Cerberus, system-class warship. We'll be docking with Gateway Erida soon.
Scorched by solar winds, beaten smooth by sand and time.
Mercenaries.
We're defense contractors.
It seemed like nothing could live there.
Cards on the table. I need your help, and I'm willing to pay an obscene amount of money for it.
But this little planet held a secret.
I guess if the galaxy's gonna be destroyed, I may as well get a front row seat.
Hello, Salvatore. How have you been?
What exactly is the organism?
So we're dealing with a biogenic creature that leeches energy.
It must be Axos.
Step forward, replica.
Emergency. Emergency.
My dear Vienna, this is a voyage of discovery for us both.
No one can resist us.
No one can resist us. Not even a Time Lord.
Raptor standby! There's small metallic tubes rising out of the ground!
Axos.
Doctor, if I had known you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
Destroy them! Destroy them!
Welcome to hell.
Big Finish. for the love of stories.
Good night, Vienna.
Master, Planet Doom, a dramatized sci-fi series from Big Finish, has reached the end of the entire series. Mission rejected.
Good morning, Agent Phillips.
In a time when things are at their bleakest,
a terrorist could shut down airport control towers or nuclear power plants.
When villains threaten every corner of the globe,
some of the most dangerous people in the world.
Only one man has the skills, the wit, and the talent to save us all.
The greatest man who ever lived?
Secret Agent Chet Phillips.
Chet Phillips?
Where is Chet Phillips?
You know what? Nope. 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 I don't even want to hear the rest.
For the first time in agency history, Agent Phillips has declined a mission.
Yes!
Mission rejected. The adventures of the world's most secret agents. The backups. Skip Granger, master of the code word.
Why don't blind people go skydiving?
Because it frightens the dog.
Mackenzie McGrath, computer genius and identity thief.
I'd also like to just point out that my part in your plan seems to be to use $5 million worth of state-of-the-art equipment to change a postage stamp.
Bowden Moncrief, actor and master impersonator.
You know, I heard from my agent that they're interested in me for the 12th Angry Man at the Don Rickles Dinner Arena.
Gloria, former White House intern.
Do you see the tiny dots on the coffee cups? It's a ternary code I invented. This one's Earl Grey with half and half.
When the hero doesn't want to help, they're the world's only hope.
Any questions?
Yes. Are these assignments gonna just keep getting more and more terrible?
Mission Rejected is a monthly full-cast comedy adventure. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mission Rejected, a dramatized action spy comedy from the Porch Room, soon starts its fifth season. Tales of the Zugaroo.
Podcast of the Zugaroo.
I had the dream about the tree.
The profile of a gnarly tree.
The one that kills people.
Okay, the tree doesn't kill people. The beast inside it does.
An action-packed mini-adventure series taking you on a thrilling ride through time and space.
Stop! Don't do anything else with that cube, whatever you do.
The Zugaroo will rise, signaling the end.
I'm sure it's a real Kodak moment.
Zatch! What's around it?
Like dice in a Pop-O-Matic bubble.
No, it's my first time playing God.
Really? You guys are messing with me, right?
There's only one way to uncomplicate this problem.
Tales of the Zugaroo.
Where did you get this dangerous thing? I mean, no offense, I know you didn't build this.
Are you ready?
Tales of the Zugaroo, a narrated and dramatized suspenseful sci-fi series from Nell Zim, soon starts its second season. And that's it for additional trailers. No snippets this time. Once again, I am Evo Terra. For the end, cheers. Possibly for the last time.